From Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly reading Landon Snow, Book 2, The Shadows of Maliskeetam by R.K. Mortensen. Chapter 1. February in Minnesota means crusty ledges of snow that catch shadows from empty trees. On the fine wintry day this story begins, however, Landon Snow sat in the middle of his fifth-grade classroom at Cornhusk Trail Elementary School, oblivious to the cold and sunshine and tree shadows outside. He was in homeroom, and his teacher's name was Miss Gillersby. Valentine's Day had just passed, and the classroom was festooned in pink, white, and red. Chains of hearts circled the room, and one giant red construction paper heart bloomed behind the calendar on the wall. A black arrow pierced the heart at an angle, going in through one rounded lobe and coming out near the point at the bottom. Landon stared at the arrow, and his heart began to race. He was remembering a wild ride through a forest on horseback. An elf-like creature, called an Aud, fired a hail of arrows as Landon and his horse friend Melek raced for their lives. No matter how far they ran, the arrows kept coming. The Aud who was shooting at them, Landon later learned, was named Maple Tree Max, or Long Shot. Max had quite a range, but only one of every 100 of his shots found its mark. Maple Tree Max was the man on the perimeter, the 100-to-1 Aud.
"Landon Snow, are you paying attention?"
Landon nearly shouted, "Ho, Ludo!"